Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Wherever you're coming into our service from, welcome to our Sunday morning service. If you're listening by radio, you could go to www.theshepherdshouse.net. We're going to have a big yard sale, a 400-mile yard sale coming up the first week of June. That's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I think that's June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come out and be with us. We got all kinds of things, mighty good stuff. This year, the biggest one I think that we've ever had as far as items, and all of this proceeds will go to help our churches in Africa. Come out and help us, and you'll get you a good bargain and get a blessing from the Lord at the same time for helping us out. All right, we're going to be preaching out of Ephesians chapter number 4. I want to just take my time today and preach. May do a little line preaching today. I don't know for sure yet. Going to just follow the Lord, but there's some things I want to bring out today. Hopefully will be an encouragement, and hopefully it will get us to look at things in the right directions. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse number 17, and the Word of God says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk, not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that he may minister grace unto the hearers. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Wherefore, ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Romans chapter 12, I'm going to go down to verse 9. And it says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honoring, preferring one another. not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing, instant in prayer, distributing the to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own concepts. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, coming before you once again this day, thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity to come and to preach the infallible word of God. Asking you, Father, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me. For without the anointing, I know that all that's said and done would be void and it would be in vain. But through your spirit and through your power, we know, Lord, you're able, Father, Lord, to lift us up. And Father, I pray, God, Lord, to help us, Lord, to preach your word. And Father, Lord, God, that we would be hid behind the shadow of the cross. Father, that no honor and no glory will come to me in the flesh. But Father, that the name of Jesus might be praised for now and forevermore. Asking you, Father, to touch us. Help us, Lord, I pray. Father, this day, Lord, to preach your word, Father. I pray, God, you would touch the hearts of those, Father God, that are lost. Move upon those that are backslidden. Those, Lord, that's hearts have become hard. I pray, God, that you would soften those hearts and help them. Lord, for those that are eager to hear your word. And Father, Lord, those that are hungry to hear your word, I pray, God, to bless them. For I know that you will. For you said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. I pray, Father, Lord, to use us, Lord, to give you honor and glory. We praise you. We thank you this day. Asking you again, Lord, to give us the breath, the air. And Father God, Lord, give us the strength to preach your word. And most of all, the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And we thank you this day. As in Jesus' loving and precious name, we humbly pray and ask these things this day in Jesus' loving name. Amen and amen. The title of the message today is The Old Man is Dead. The old man is dead. I'm thankful that when we get saved, born again through the Spirit and the power of God, everything about us is regenerated. Everything about us is changed. We're not what we once was. We're not who we once were. We are not any longer walking after the flesh that we once were walked after, but now we're walking after the Spirit. We've got a hunger to please the Lord. We've got a hunger to find out more about God. We've got a hunger to serve the Lord. We've got a hunger to help others. We've got a desire to to be an encouragement to other people. Thank God. The old man and his selfishness is gone. He don't exist anymore. Now we've got the new person, amen, that has came forward through Christ Jesus. Now we've got a different outlook, a different perspective on life itself, a different perspective on other people. I remember saying this right after I first got saved. I said, man, I love everybody now. I made a joke out of it, and I said, I even love my mother-in-law. I did love her. She's a good woman. But anyway, amen, it makes you love everybody. I'm thankful for that today, and it makes us, causes us, to have a desire to help our brothers and our sisters. Amen, there's no place for backbiting. Amen, there's no place, for condescending. Amen, and putting down other people. Amen, but we are to walk, not in being high-minded, amen, but to walk, amen, in earnest sincerity. Amen, a lot of people struggles, amen, with walking, amen, in a low estate. Amen, the word tells us not to be high-minded. I think about my grandkids, and I'm sure I noticed this in my children, but when you get a little older, you go to notice the grandchildren, what they do a little more than you do the kids, because you're so busy raising them and pulling them apart when they're fighting and all of that kind of good stuff, amen, that you have to deal with and helping them with that away. I notice sometimes, and especially with children and adults too, that's never been broken, we get a little bit cocky. I seen where somebody was trying to teach their child the other day, not my granddaughter, but somebody else, how to drive. And they kept, every time their parent kept telling them, you need to do this, you need to do that, they said, I got this. I got it. The boy, won't that preach? I preach to a lot of adults. Amen. Sometimes it's, I got it, preacher. I mean, I got it. Everything suits me. I've got everything just the way that I want it. But have we really got it? One thing about it, when you get broken, amen, when you have no desire to live any longer because you're broken so hard, God's got your attention. You'll start listening then. And then we got one way to go, and that's up. And then we'll walk in humility. Amen. When we've had the rug jerked out from under us. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get discouraged. I don't want anybody to even go through a time of sadness. Amen. But the quicker the rug gets jerked out from under us, the better off that we are. And the sooner that we fall, the quicker we can make up our mind, amen, what we want to do in life and who we want to serve. And we'll start going in the right direction. But it'll never come, amen, until we get broken. Amen. I got tickled at my son not long ago. My oldest granddaughter got her license. She passed a driver's test and everything the other day and was real happy. And I asked my son, I said, how was it going when you was teaching her to drive? My daughter-in-law spoke up and said, well, her little brother was sitting in the back seat. You know how he is, giving her instructions. I thought, nothing like 11-year-old trying to tell somebody how to drive. Boy, boy, I could preach on that for a while. I see that sometimes. Amen. Out of adults. Amen. You hire them, and they want to go in and tell the boss, this is the way you need to run this place. I want to give you some instructions that'll kind of help you out a little bit. Amen. We don't need to be giving somebody else instructions. The most of the time, we need to be on the receiving end. Receiving instructions and receiving help. Amen. To be high-minded. Amen. Is to be carnal-minded. The Bible says to be carnal-minded is enmity with God. God cannot use a carnal mind. God cannot use someone, amen, that thinks that they have arrived. Amen. When the old man dies, amen, there's someone else then, amen, that has got an attitude that I think I'm going to do it God's way this time. I think I've learned my lesson, and I hit rock bottom, and there's only one way to go, and I'm going toward Jesus. I'm going to go forward. I'm looking, amen, not to see what I can do to get somebody back for what they've done, but I'm going to pray for grace, that God would give me the strength and enough grace not only to receive grace from God, but enough grace that I can forgive those that has done me wrong. I know I preach pretty often about people with unforgiveness, but I believe unforgiveness is holding back a lot of people that's trying to serve the Lord. Amen. It's hard to praise God when it's, oh, how I love Jesus. I wish Mildred would rot with worms in her guts. Oh, how I love Jesus. I wish Fred would die. Listen, I think your praise is not really reaching to any further than the ceiling, don't you? Amen. Listen, we need to learn, amen, to love, amen, one another and to forgive one another. Amen. Listen, when you're holding a grudge, amen, the only one you're hurting is yourself. Amen. Because that person probably don't even get a hoot, amen, that they hurt you in the first place. Amen. And you're all, amen, tense. And you're all upset and frustrated. You know, to where everything, amen, that can come from God is being blocked because of the unforgiveness that's in your heart. Amen. I'm thankful, amen, that God loves us. And I'm thankful that He's gave us grace and mercy. Amen. We need to learn, amen, to share that, amen, with other people. I noticed as soon as I got saved, I went outside, and man, the birds even seemed like they sang better than they did before. Even them old blue jays that you hear in the wintertime, it was in January, they even seemed like they were singing like they needed to. Everything seemed like it was going the right way. I went back to work, and my boss didn't seem like an idiot like he did on Friday before that I got saved. Amen. Aren't you glad that God, amen, can change things for you? Amen. My wife, I started loving her better and treating her better, amen, than I did before. The old man was dead. He wasn't there. He didn't exist anymore. I had the same car, same social security number. I had the same insurance policies, the same clothes hanging in the closet, but there was a new man, amen, in Christ Jesus. Old things has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. I rejoiced. I remember that when before I got saved, I would hunt up excuses why not to go to church. I pastor people that are like that. Amen. I would make up excuses why not to go to church because I didn't want to go. I just flat didn't want to go. My dad would try to invite me to go, and I tried to find some reason where I didn't need to go. The hogs has got out or some kind of reason. But after I got saved, I had a desire to go to church. I wanted to go more than anything else. Amen. I wanted to go so bad. I was thinking about the man that had open heart surgery. Man, he had open heart surgery on Monday, and he was out here at the youth night on Friday, 4 days later. Ain't that something? Because he had a desire to come to the house of the Lord. And I know people get sick, and I know you have to miss. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that he had a desire to go. Amen. Listen, and when I went to church, amen, the pastor didn't have to put a crowbar behind me to try to prize me up. Amen. I was ready to worship the Lord. I was ready to get into the service. I was ready, amen, to receive. I believe there's a lot of people that's absolutely lost their way because the old man came back. The old man that didn't care anymore begin to come back because we start looking away from God and start leaning to our own understanding and get into the me-ism part where it's all about me or my four and no more. Amen. And we start getting withdrawn. Amen. Then we get in trouble. Amen. But I'm thankful. Amen. That the Lord can take us. Amen. If we're humble and allowing God to use us. Amen. One thing that'll help us more than anything else, when we become satisfied that we're the most ignorant person that lives in our state, we're beginning to get in the right direction. Amen. When we feel like, Lord, I need you. And there's only real one hypocrite that I really know, and I shaved him this morning. Amen. And you get to feeling like there's only one hypocrite in the state of Kentucky, and that's the one you put lipstick on this morning. In front of the mirror, you're getting just about, amen, where that we need to be. Amen, where God can use us. Amen. He loves those that are humble. He loves those, amen, that shows kindness. Amen, and being tenderhearted. Like I read to you in the scripture just a few moments ago, some people's got a heart like a stone. Amen. You can't touch them. You can't move them. It don't matter what you do. Amen. But I'm thankful for those, amen, that love the Lord. I decided, amen, when I decided I wasn't going to resign as pastor and quit, amen, the first time years ago, amen. Then I decided I was going to keep on going on. And what I decided was I'm going to preach, amen, to the handful that comes, amen, that really loves the Lord, and try to look over the top of the others and say, bless them, Lord. I can't do nothing for them. Man, you go to the doctor, and the doctor knows you got hope. Boy, they'll pour the medicine on you to get you well. You hear me and hear me well. Sometimes a doctor will say, I'm going to stop your medication. There's nothing else I can do for you. Sometimes that's what you have to do as a pastor. There ain't nothing else I can do for them. I got to let them go. There's nothing else I can say that they hadn't already heard. There's nothing else I can offer them that I hadn't offered them hundreds of times over again and again and again. Sometimes they'll make up excuses. I can't be there. And I tell the stories that what I lived through, amen, when I didn't have any money and God made a way for me to get to church. It goes through this ear at 20 miles an hour and it's hitting 80 when it goes out the other. It never stops and challenges them. I need to look at the example the pastor's lived. If he can go with no money, I can go with no money. Amen? If the pastor can go with every cow, every calf, donkeys, everything he's got that's got out, and walk off and leave them on the farm in order to go to the house of God, I can go when the chicken jumped over the fence. Amen. Listen, we can put our faith and our trust in God. Amen. Listen, we become weak sometimes because we stop seeking after the Lord. Many times the enemy will come and try to attack us. Amen. He can't attack you with a fist. He attacks you in your ears. Amen. In your mind. Amen. And trying to get into the heart. Amen. To pull us down and to discourage us. Amen. Because we go through a bad patch. Amen. In life. And if you hadn't been through a hard time, hang on, brother. Hang on, sister. Your turns are coming, and it's going to be rough. And what you got to do, you got to have that flagpole syndrome. I'm going to climb the flagpole, and I'm going to hold on. It don't matter how bad the storm gets. It don't matter how deep the water gets. I made my mind up 40-something years ago. It's heaven or bust, and there ain't nobody going to get me down and get me out. Amen. We've got to make up our mind, amen, that we love Jesus more than anything else. I've been pastoring a long time. And those that love the Lord, I've never had a problem pastoring them, because anything I ask them to do, it's like, amen? Those that don't love the Lord, amen? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Those that love the Lord, they'll pay up, they'll pray up, and hear me now, they'll stay up. Because when you hit rock bottom, you go to looking up. Amen. You don't dig a hole. Boy, that'll preach. Amen. You get up. Amen. You look up. You press on. You believe that this is something that's going to pass. Amen. My favorite scripture in the Word of God is this: and it came to pass. Thank God it didn't come to stay. This too will pass. This too will be over someday. Amen. Listen, the enemy wants to come against us. He wants to drag up your past. Amen. Your past is over. Now you listen to me for just a minute. The Word of God says, our sins is cast as far as the east is from the west, to never be remembered against us anymore. When you went to Jesus and surrendered your heart, your past don't exist anymore. And since it don't exist, don't let the devil or anybody else bother you with it. Amen. Tell them that's the old man and he's dead. Tell them that's the old man. He don't go there anymore. Tell them that's the old person. That's the old me. But the new me don't do that. I want you to hear me for a minute. There'll be people 20 years from now that'll bring up something you did when the old man was still alive. And amen, try to condemn you for it or try to belittle you over it. Amen, you just need to always remember. He don't exist. She don't exist anymore. You're talking about somebody I don't know because I'm a new creature now. See, in Christ Jesus, and he's wiped the slate clean. He's got me out of the cage. I've been set free. I got the chains broke. See, I don't have those things controlling my life like I once did. I don't have to do those things that I once did. I realize that the real high is in Jesus Christ. I realize that the real joy and happiness is moving forward in Christ, not going backwards. Amen. I refuse to die spiritually. Boy, I've got weak a few times. I want you to know that candle just barely did flicker a few times. I thought, Lord, I can't go through this any longer, but I've refused to die. Lord, I know I've got at least one more flicker in me, at least one more flicker that's going to flicker just a little bit before that I go down. And then here would come the Spirit like a mighty rushing wind. Amen. Would overshadow me. Then I'd get up dancing and praising God. Amen. And say, then I'd say, and the devil said, what? Ha, 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 ha. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. Put on the new man. Celebrate the new man. Rejoice in the new man. Amen. Listen and try to get over and forget the old one. God's forgot him. Why can't we? Woo! Man, I'm going to have to preach on that sometime. God's forgot it. Why can't we? Amen. Listen, why can't your friends, why can't your family? Let me hit on your family a little bit. Sometimes your family will be the ones that every time you get to seeing clearly, they come put the finger in your eye. Amen. You've seen your brothers and sisters, you know, do stuff like that. I was watching the Three Stooges last night and whoop, 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 they go do their fingers like that in their eyes and stuff like that. And finally, Curly Joe said, I'm blind, I'm blind. He said, how come? He said, I got my eyes closed. Amen. So that's about the way some people are. Amen. In church. I'm blind. I'm blind. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to do that. What caused you to be that way? I got my eyes closed. They got their eyes closed to the world. Amen. They got their eyes closed to sin.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Glasgow, KY for Kentucky, 42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.